kids look up and they are having a good time.
Well, that's a real laugh riot, Frank. Mm-hmm. Now, look, one of the things I don't understand is someone who writes why you have repeatedly denigrated words and said, well, something's just words. You know, Adolf Hitler used words very effectively. It was called the big lie, and mm-hmm. what it resulted in was 6 million Jews being put into ovens. Now, why do you say that words aren't important and don't have consequences?
I didn't say the words weren't important.
What do you mean when you say just words?
This argument basically is about the 7 dirty words that the FCC complains yeah. about. And that's what it is. And I don't see any reason to keep people from hearing those syllables put together. Right. Those are not magic words. That's not abracadabra. You're going to turn into something.
Do they have an impact?
Certainly they do.
Yeah, Mom! Yeah, you do! minute. I got to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. The worst record ever made. This has got to be garbage. How about Sleeping Beauty and Ray Charles? How about James Brown and Little Red Riding Hood? How about a Jupiter Bulldog? How about the Dragon Lady? Hey, surfers, are you listening to me? I want to hear a surfer. That's the surfing guitar you're listening to. You think there's ever been a dance called the wheelchair? You do it sitting down. How hard it is to yell at a microphone for 2.5 minutes? Pretty hard. It shows you how desperate we all are. It shows you how desperate you are to be listening to all this. The nitty gritty. I wonder if they'll still be doing this when they're 74 years old. You may hear the Beach Boys or Roy Orbison. Or the Crystals? I have you. How about the Snowmen? Or Dan and Dean? Oh, Russ Colombo. Glenn Miller. Oh, yeah. That's part of our culture. How about World War III on television? Hey, TV. Are you tired of playing that guitar? Are you? You know, when you make a record like this, you gotta be real original and funny. And at this point, it's real sickening and horrible. As sickening as the music we're listening to. Are we gonna stop rock and roll? Are we gonna stop rhythm and blues? Are we gonna stop surfing? Hey! Are we gonna stop this record? I'm gonna stop this record right now. Hey, 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 hey! No, no, stop! Stop everything! The public has heard enough! I know you gotta go, but... Oh, come on, hey! But what about the... What about Bach and Beethoven and George Washington and Benjamin Franklin? Hey! Stop, 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 stop! See, it was the worst record in the world after all.
About the things that happened to my fat man the next day. bone, fat man. Well, I'm gonna tell my story to you people, piece by piece. Bone, bone, fat man. So be sure you watch and listen for my very next release. Bone, bone, fat man, fat man, fat man.
Gonna get that night. Good morning, all. You are Lost in Paradise here at killradio.org every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you are tuning into my Demented Part 2 show. Last week, I primarily played rockabilly stuff that was influenced by the what was going on in the culture, i.e. horror films, B-movies, the space race, and whatnot. And then today, I'm going to be primarily playing like 60s garage bands, the first half, and then the second half will be black vocal groups. So this first set was just my plain, I guess, demented, wild and weird, unexplainable music. You just heard My Boy Lollipop, which was a cover by a Southeast Asian pop singer named Sakura, who was backed by The Quests, which was another Southeast Asian band that backed up a lot of female pop musicians. And this that was cut probably mid-60s. I don't have the actual date. But I just played that one because I just found it really fascinating. And it was the only song that I have that was a mixture of English as well as I'm not quite sure what her language, what she was speaking, but either way, it was just fascinating. Before that was Gonna Get That Man by the Sanchers, which was a really nice cover of Connie France's song. Before that was Fat Man by Marion Lee. Before that was the worst record ever made, which was, I have some information about that song. The name is Aletha and the Memories. The genius of Kim Foley deserves greater recognition than we have room for here, but let's close with an incomparable example of his work from the golden age of record producing. Picture this scene. Kim has rented a studio for an hour, filled it with session musician friends, probably all big names like Sandy Nelson, PJ Proby, Mars Bonfire, or Skip Batten, and set them to jamming on the Louie Louie riff. Then dashing out into the street, he grabs some girls walking home from school, throws them into the studio, and tells them to sing backup. While he proceeds to improvise for 2 minutes, then he realizes the whole thing is out of control and tries to stop it. But nobody's listening to him. Released on Rubbish Records in 1966. Then before that was Scream Mother Scream by Sir Royal DeCount, The Parliaments. And then starting off the set today was Diamond Coated Banana Bush by Jimmy White with The Relations. Next up, I've got an interesting set of 60s garage bands that turned children's nursery rhymes into rock and roll songs. And the origins of most nursery rhymes reflect events in history. Two examples of these types of nursery rhymes origins are Ring Around the Rosie, which refers to the bubonic plague, and then Remember, Remember nursery rhymes, which allude to Guy Fawkes' foiled attempt to blow up the English Houses of Parliament. Many of the words and nursery rhymes lyrics were used to parody the royal and political events of the day. Direct dissent would often be punishable by death. Strange how these events and histories are still portrayed through children's nursery rhymes, when for most of us, the historical events' relationship to the nursery rhymes themselves are long forgotten. And some of these, I mean, they're crazy, but nursery rhymes are kind of demented in themselves. But starting off is going to be a pretty lighthearted one. It's called Starlight, Star Bright by Jackie Johnson, which is more rockabilly. And then following that will be five male garage bands. So here we go with Starlight, Star Bright by Jackie Johnson.
Time with nation, my command all my dreams. When I met last night, it was awful. I suppose paradise, starlight, star bright. Then we heard the wind last time. Dreams got better, after the time. When I saw that island, I got a pine. Flash came along, light, starlight, star bright.
Light it up, Charlie.
Most dead. I called up the doctor. doctor. The doctor said, give them children lots of shows and bread. I said, oh, Mammy's little baby loves shows and shows and bread. Mammy's little baby loves shows and bread. Mammy's little baby loves shows and shows and bread. Mammy's little baby loves shows and bread.
Thank you. MacDonald had a jungle farm. And on his farm he had a little bitty monkey. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm, and on his farm he had a goody bird. Old MacDonald had a jungle farm.
Okay, that was Jungle Farm by Men of Chance. I didn't play the whole thing because it's quite long and quite straining on the ears at times. Before that was Ba Ba by the Black Sheep. Before that was Hide and Go Seek by Bunker Hill. Which was definitely a black band. That wasn't a 60s garage band, but it obviously fit in with the theme. Before that was Shortening Bread by Johnny and the Uncalled Four. Before that was Ain't That a Shame by King's Ransom. And then starting off the set was Starlight, Star Bright by Jackie Johnson. So Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs did the classic Little Red Riding Hood, which was probably the most well-known, maybe garage 60s musician who turned a nursery rhyme into a rock and roll song. But these I just found really fascinating. The most popular nursery rhymes are Jack and Jill, Humpty Dumpty, Sing a Song of Sixpence, and Hey Diddle Diddle. These examples of nursery rhymes have been passed down generation to generation up to 30 times. It's no wonder the historical origins have become obscure, as even though the nursery rhyme lyrics may have changed only slightly over so many retellings, the English language itself has changed over at least 600 years, as anyone reading Shakespeare for the first time could not fail to notice. So Starlight, Star Bright actually comes from... what is it? The allude to the fantasy that you can wish upon a star, which really isn't that old of a nursery rhyme. It dates back to the late 19th century. But Ba Ba, Black Sheep, I think the first, it says, I did some research, the first earliest publication was back in 1744. And I'm not going to read the whole history, but it has to do with the wool industry. And it was a political satire that referred to the King Richard III, also known as the Master, and the export taxes imposed in Britain in 1275, in which the English customs statute authorized the king to collect a tax on all exports of wool in every part of the country. So yeah, nursery rhymes are fascinating, and there's no rhyme or reason for why these bands turn these nursery rhymes into garage early punk music, but anyways, I really found them fascinating, so I wanted to dedicate a set to them. So next up is going to be my instrumental set. It's going to be Riders in the Sky, or also known as Ghost Riders in the Sky, the really great country ballad by Stan Jones. And this is going to be by the Ramrods. So here we go.